everybody. The Tucson Jazz Institute's Ellington Band, high school kids all, welcome you to the high Sonoran desert, including Tucson, Arizona. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson, just a little ways up Dove Mountain on the other side of Tucson, looking down on the city. I hope that you're ready for a little bit of swing tonight, because we have some for you. Tucson Jazz Institute's Ellington Band, It's the best high school jazz band in the land. They've proven it, too, in national competitions. That was Grant Cherry playing piano, and Sean Johnson and Max Goldschmidt playing saxophones, and, well, there are some others as well. All of those guys, well, not all of them, but those three guys whose names I just mentioned, graduated from the Tucson Jazz Institute and from their respective high schools about 4 or 5 years ago when Swingin' the Blues was recorded by Doug Tiedebeck-led Ellington Band of the Tucson Jazz Institute. And they've all, I think all of them, I know Goldschmidt and Cherry have gone on to musical careers, and I think they're around the Tucson area right now, and who wouldn't be, because the Tucson Jazz Festival, which is one of the better ones in the country, starts tonight, actually, and the current Tucson Jazz Institute Ellington Band is backing Jimmy Heath tonight, the great saxophonist, as the kickoff event. And the thing goes through this weekend, all of next week, and all of next weekend. It's a good one. I think you're in Tucson. I hope it's true wherever you are tonight, listening to Radio Munson on GLT. It's time to strike up the band.
Let the drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, call them one and all, to the marshal's swing, strike up the band. There is work to be done, let's have fun, fun, fun. You son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, oh, come on, let's go. Hey, leader, strike up the band. To be done, let's have fun, fun, fun. Come on, son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, oh, come on, let's go. Hey, Mr. Leader, hey, Mr. Leader, please take up.
Consider It Struck by Tony Bennett tonight and the Count Basie Band on Radio Munson. I'm glad you're along for the ride this evening. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time. I was thinking about Tony Bennett and what a great body of work he has. It's been 65 years in the making. Tony was in World War II, late in the war, and was in the Battle of the Bulge, actually. And when he came home, he began to sing and began to make money at it. He was 24 years old when he had his first number one hit. It was called Because of You. You probably remember that song if you've been around that many years. 65 years ago. And while, to be sure, he has had some periods when he was more popular than others during those 65 years, he's never been totally out of the limelight and continues to be strong. After his 89th birthday last year, last fall, just this past fall, Tony recorded an album of songs that Jerome Kern had written. It's called The Silver Lining. That's the title of the album. And Bill Charlap, and the pianist, and his trio were brought in to accompany Tony. It's an intimate album. And at age 89, Tony knows how to interpret a song.
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. And when tell them. And I'm certainly gonna tell them. I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be. They'll never believe me. They'll never from this great big world you've chosen me. I'm certainly gonna tell them that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be. They'll never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen me.
89-year-old Tony Bennett with Bill Charlap's trio. Thank you, Jerome Kern. Here's a recording that ushered in the swing era in 1935. It's Benny Goodman's recording of I Would Do Most Anything For You. Thank you. That's Benny Goodman's clarinet and band. And I would do anything for you. Well, most anything for you. Let's fast forward about 7 years and do another Benny Goodman thing. By now it was 1942, and Benny had gone through two or three girl singers. The most recent had been Helen Forrest, who left for another band. And Benny Goodman was at the Ambassador East Hotel, had a showroom there on, what would that be, North State Street, and north of the river. And it was a young girl who was, I think, 22 years old. Her name was Norma Eggstrom from Jamestown, North Dakota. By then, she'd taken on a stage name. It was Peggy Lee. And Benny hired her all right on the spot. She toured with the band for a couple of years. And she had her first hit that year, later that year, 1942. And it was this one.
Thank you.
That's Les Elgart's band and a thing called Cocktails for Two, another song from the Great American Songbook. Well, you're going to have to mix the cocktails tonight. I'll mix the music, and that's what we'll have, Cocktails for Two. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. You can reach me at don@wglt.org any old time. And some of our shows are, well, quite a few of our shows are archived, and you can find them by going to wglt.org whenever the impulse strikes. Going to be chilly this weekend again and into next week, but I think tonight in central Illinois, maybe we'll stay above freezing for a change. Pleasant change. You're hoping it'll rush through wintertime, right?
Sunshine's on today. What a wonderful wedding there will be. What a wonderful day in view for you and me, dear. Church bells will chime.
Except no substitute. Those are the original four freshmen who were freshmen forever. And there's a second wave of four freshmen out there entertaining these days. Well, it's a little ways till apple blossom time. We're going to try to keep company with you until that happens. A lot of people say Tierney Sutton's voice sounds just like an instrument. And of course, vocalists often refer to their voices as their instrument. In Tierney Sutton's case, there's a lot of truth to it. Here she is with a 1950s jazz standard that Jerry Mulligan and his quartet recorded called Burney's Tune. It was a song written by a guy, a piano player, sometime piano player, not famous, named Burney Miller. Tierney Sutton's quartet accompanies her, but Buddy Childers, the veteran trumpeter and flugelhornist, was brought in with his flugelhorn to keep pace with Tierney Sutton.
Broken Burney's tune. It's so easy to whistle, it's so easy to sing, even hummingbirds hum it. It's the thing. Office clerks, soda jerks picked it up so soon. Millionaires, even squares hum with Burney's tune. Ba 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 ba
Sutton does a little bop music with Bernie's tune, a little help from Buddy Childers playing that flugelhorn on Radio Munson. Here's something that Woody Herman's band did that had a little bop influence, and he recorded this in 1945, I believe it was, with his band, which by that time was inspired by the bassist, the enthusiastic bassist Chubby Jackson, who you can hear on this recording. But Woody Herman plays clarinet, does the vocal of Caledonia.
Walk with baby, she's big feet, she's long, lean, lank, had nothing to eat, but she's my baby lover just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia's her name.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard?
I love you just the same. Crazy about you, baby, cause Caledonia's your name.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard?
Makes your big head so hard. Woody Herman and the guys from 1945. Here's a vocal trio from the D.C. area who like to channel the Boswell sisters. They call themselves Yazoo Zazz.
La-da-dee, you're always telling me what I ought to do. Telling me it's wrong to look at somebody new. You're telling me, well, I'm telling you. Why don't you practice what you preach?
Whoa.
You're always telling me to wait until you call. Wait and wait and wait and then you don't call at all. You're calling me, well, I'm calling you. Why don't you practice what you preach? You tell me I'm your sugar pie.
Yeah.
You swear you'll never tell a lie.
Yeah.
You even say you hope to die.
Well,
how come you say it with your fingers crossed? You're always asking me to name that certain day. Then you change the subject and you think it's okay. You're asking me, well, I'm asking you. Why don't you practice what you preach? I've had a lot of time to do some thinking, staying home alone every night. And now I'm taking time to do some talking, separating wrong from right. Now you're always telling me what I ought to do, telling me it's wrong to look at somebody new. Oh, you're telling me, well, I'm telling you. Why don't you practice what you preach? You're always telling me to wait until you call. I'll wait and wait and wait, then you don't call at all. Oh, you're calling me, well, I'm calling you. Why don't you practice what you preach?
You tell me that I'm your sugar pie. You swear that you never tell a lie.
You even say that you hope to die.
How come you say it with your fingers crossed? You're always asking me to name that certain day. Then you change the subject and you think it's okay.
You're asking me, I'm asking you, why don't you practice what you preach?
Why don't you tell me, why don't you practice what you preach? Why don't you tell me, why don't you practice what you preach? Why don't you practice what you preach?
Yazoo Zazz, they sing with Tom Cunningham's band in the Washington, D.C. area. Music for a 14th day of January on Radio Munson with Jane Monheit singing with Steve Tyrell.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace.
Now, really, I'd better scurry.
Sweetheart, what's your hurry?
Well, maybe just a
why don't
a
you put
more
some records on while I pour?
The neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your
how
eyes are like starlight now.
Display.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move
at least I
what's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold out there.
This welcome has
so
been
lucky that you dropped
so nice
in.
And warm.
Look out that window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious. just a cigarette.
Never
more.
Such a blizzard before.
I gotta go home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch
but don't
my hand.
You see,
how can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be a talk tomorrow.
Making my life. Sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
I really can't stay.
Get over that old now. Oh, but it's cold.
Royal Garden Blues. There was a time in the 1970s when you could walk in off the street into the Roosevelt Hotel and go to the Roosevelt Grill, and you could hear what was called the world's greatest jazz band, which we just did. It was Yank Lawson playing trumpet there, and so did Billy Butterfield. Vic Dickinson was the guy on trombone, and let's see, it was Bob Wilbur and Bud Freeman. playing the saxophones, and Ralph Sutton, the great Ralph Sutton, playing the piano. I love stuff from that era. Did you hear Jazz Next with John Norton on Sound Ideas a couple of nights ago? It was a great interview with Roberta Donay. And you can go to the website, wglt.org, and click on music and find Jazz Next and hear that 9 or 10 minute piece. She has a band called the Prohibition Mob Band and does some wonderful 1920s music from her new album called Bathtub Gin. Roberta Donay with her Prohibition Mob Band. I love music from the 1920s. You too? Here's a song that was first recorded in 1923, but it's one of those songs that just made its way into the American Songbook after that. And Nelson Riddle arranged it for Steve Lawrence. ¶¶
sorry now? Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each vow? Who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you. Right to the end, just like a friend, I tried to warn you somehow. But you had your way, and now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now. Like I cried over you. Right to the end, you've been just like a friend. I tried to warn you somehow, but you had your way, and now you're gonna pay. You're sorry now. I'm so glad that you're so sorry. I'm so glad that you're so sorry
Thank you.
a song goes back to 1902, Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey. The group called Travelin' Light, featuring Sam Palafian playing that tuba and Frank Vignola playing banjo this time here on Radio Munson. Well, we have another hour to go this evening. I hope that you can stick around. We enjoy these little Thursday evening get-togethers, and I brought in something by Stacy Kent this evening. Here's a song that the Gershwins wrote in 1937, and it features Stacy Kent on vocal and David Newton, her pianist, who is a Scottish piano player who for the last 14 years has been named Best British Jazz Pianist. Here they are together.
Christopher Columbus, when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me. What they knew, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? Let's set the fast clap. Ha ha!